I don't know what's going on today, but Audrey comes rolling in this gown dress.
It's a gown. I'm wearing a ball gown today.
It does look rather fancy.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's crushed velvet.
It is crushed velvet. What's the occasion?
I have a meeting later on today.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you trying to make some money? Is this like a business meeting?
I'm trying to dab up with some, okay. with some professionals.
All right, girl.
A curtain company?
Hey, Did you say that? I look like a curtain?
I love crushed velvet curtains. That's what I'm saying.
You are rude.
That is the wrong thing to say.
Excuse me, sir.
That is a lovely dress.
I felt great, and now I just need to go stand in front of some windows, be a tapestry of sorts.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not looking for you for the rest of the day.
You know how expensive window treatments are?
Yes, I am expensive. Okay, I'll go with that.
Okay. I had a crushed velvet shirt when I was first getting into the club.
Don't try to pull out of this nose dive now.
Don't act like that wasn't funny.
Very mean.
No, it was not funny.
It was funny. Ian's laughing.
Don't try to drag Ian into this.
No, it was good. It was really good. If anything, you guys should maybe trade outfits today, Audrey. If you feel that bad, just trade with Mahoney.
No, I don't feel bad. I feel great.
Yeah, it's a nice looking dress.
Okay, can we stop talking about the dress?
Speaking of,
you're gonna wear crushed velvet into the studio, we have to address it. Any of us? That's the rule.
I was addressing it that she looked nice today. She's ready for a big meeting, and then you call her a curtain.
I'm gonna put my jacket back on.
That fabric doesn't go into that studio very often.
Because that's where the joke is, Dave. That's where the joke is.
Oh, my God. All right. First and last time, wear a dress.
You people are going to get upset because making jokes. Bunch of crybabies.
Meanwhile, I am a crybaby. You also know this about me as well. You're pointing out all of the obvious things.
You're wearing a Disney cruise pullover.
That's right.
And you're insulting other people's clothing.
I wasn't insulting.
You called me a curtain.
What's wrong with curtains? I love curtains.
I love curtains.
Some good news and some bad news to start the show today.
Who hates curtains?
Who's ever said, I love curtains?
I love curtains.
You know what? You don't love curtains until there's the absence of curtains, and then you realize how much you love curtains.
That's right. Yeah. When I first moved into my house and had no curtains, no treatments
at all?
Nothing.
Oh, you're...
Like for the first, 2 weeks?
So exposed.
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah. And then that's why I grew to love curtains, Audrey.
Okay, okay. Good news, bad news.
Yeah.
Dave.
What do you want first there, Mahoney?
How about the bad news, Dave?
Bad news is you've already ruined today's show.
Okay. Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
So can you imagine having a business that's losing $2.6 million a day? Because that's what's going on right now. So Wynn, of course, big casino operator.
Huge.
Not just in Las Vegas, but also over in Macau, is totally shut down over in Macau because of the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the Wynn. It's like they shut down all of the casinos over there.
Wow.
But it's costing Wynn $2.6 million a day, which also just puts in perspective how much money those casinos make.
They make $2.6 million a day. I mean, I guess that's rooms and food and rent and all the other things that go along, plus the gambling that happens there. But that is a lot of money. If you're, those beautiful casinos all around the world and in Las Vegas aren't just built out of goodness of people's hearts.
Right, the glowing palaces in the desert and beyond.
Yeah.
But there's more than 40 casino properties in Macau. And they have the Wynn Macau and the Wynn Palace. They've closed operations as of midnight on Wednesday, and they say that because the hotel rooms there, the restaurants, a bunch of other stuff, there's just not a lot of people. More than 12,000 of Wynn's 31,000-plus employees work in Macau, and they say that they're losing about $2.6 million daily. So coronavirus affecting a lot of people's bottom line as well. Speaking of the bottom line, how about this? Twitter's quarterly revenue has surpassed $1 billion for the first time.
Wow.
For the first time, yeah. So because of that, shares jumped 18% on Thursday after the social media company said revenue and users exceeded forecasts in the latest quarter. Though profit fell as expenses went up, Twitter stock was trading at about $40 a share on Thursday, an increase of almost 19% after Wednesday's earnings. Got some people pretty excited about the platform.
Hmm. I mean, Twitter is
my favorite space.
I'm with you.
One of the interesting things about Twitter, they decided not to take false political money.
I don't think they took any political ads, right?
Yeah,
I thought they said no political ads whatsoever. Which is interesting, kind of refreshing. There's plenty of political arguing, obviously, that happens on Twitter.
The most probably,
yeah. But
yeah, I mean, seriously,
Yeah, but
Twitter is somehow the best and the worst platform.
Well, you get a lot of opinions without really having to go look for them. So, like, if you're on Facebook, if you want to see comments, you're going to have to go probably to some specific post and sit there and scroll through them. Whereas Twitter is just a bunch of, like, pieces of information and then everyone's comments immediately
and
following.
And chopped and screwed in order to fit, like, certain agendas, right? And, like, a lot of people just read headlines and get triggered. But sometimes it's pretty funny content. Sometimes they take it and they flip it to a comedic standpoint, and I live for that.
The people, though, who have, like, 85,000 tweets and who are constantly offended and complaining about everything, though, maybe if you weren't constantly tweeting and you were living your life rather than living in this bubble of this online world that doesn't really exist, maybe you would be happier.
But we live in an era where everyone believes that their voice is the only voice of reason.
My voice means nothing. The thing you are hearing right now doesn't mean anything. It is basically noise to keep you from driving into the barrier on your way to the work.
The work.
The work.
The work.
So this is some good news. Gene editing therapy for cancer has moved one step closer as scientists engineer patients' blood cells to recognize and destroy tumors. Ooh. After being trialed on three older patients, it has been shown that gene-edited white blood T cells are safe. They can stay in the body up to 9 months and remain capable of killing off cancer cells. So, again, more research is needed on larger groups of people to work it through and see if these supercharged white blood cells can help cure people with cancer. But the breakthrough means fears that gene editing would fall at the first hurdle, being unsafe to use in cancer patients because their immune system would reject it, appear to be unfounded. So this is actually a pretty big breakthrough. Gene editing is the first next great hope in the ongoing race to find a cure for cancer, which affects one person every 2 minutes.
Wow.
So we already have
that's scary.
Immunotherapy, which takes the T cells that fight the disease out of the body and helps them recognize tumors. But gene editing can potentially improve this by removing genes which stop T cells from working at full power. So this is the great hope for humanity, right? If we can kill off cancer in our lifetimes, that is such a huge thing. And that is my hope for both our generation and the one that follows.
Yeah, I mean, so many people, you know, it says it affects one person every 2 minutes. But, I mean, how many people does that affect? Like, you know, their families, friends,
oh, yeah.
Everybody
Absolutely.
Around that. I mean, everybody's touched by cancer at some point during their life. And it's it truly is will be a magnificent day when we clear that up. Also, once we get that done, once we get it done with people, then we move on to killing cancer and golden retrievers, because golden retrievers are prone to cancer.
Are they?
Yes, which is very sad.
They're the angel dogs.
They are.
I would lobby that there's a good chunk of golden retrievers that deserve it before some people.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, which one of you is going to be the first to die? Like, honestly, talk it out, because I know the obvious answer is Mahoney, but I'm really not that sure. Ian says he wants to get stabbed. For all we know, that may happen.
Message deleted.
Audrey just raised her hand.
I'm totally the first to go.
Nah. Very, very unlikely. I would say you're probably the last to go.
Yeah, women,
really?
women live longer than men traditionally. And,
well, not just that, but I mean, Mahoney obviously has been very vocal about how he actually wants to die by the time he's 60 at most.
I'm not saving for that.
Right?
Yeah, I ain't good.
I mean,
here for a good time, not a long
that's
time.
Fair.
There you go.
The only thing that'll keep me going is the kids. Yeah, otherwise, I'm with you.
You say that now.
They're cool right now. Yeah. By the time they're teenagers, I'm going to be like, peace out.
Yeah, we're not going to be friends then.
Ian treats his body like a dumpster.
That is very true.
So, Audrey, you're the most likely to.
Ian's the most likely to get murdered, I would say.
Yeah.
Murdered?
Yeah. No, for sure.
I wouldn't say that.
Really?
You guys are, especially Mahoney, extremely famous.
Oh, yeah.
So he has
that's true.
Crowds
that
of people true. Constantly but following him.
But I have a detail of security around my neighborhood, you know, the guard dogs, the Dobermans, and all that stuff outside.
The moat.
Yeah.
Outside the dachshunds, you mean?
Well, you got to bring them inside the moat, man.
They can't swim.
No, yeah. Ian, you are definitely the most likely to come to a very sad and abrupt end by all these
Mine's
weird
probably
going to
hurt the most. Oh,
yeah. I hate this question. I don't want to manifest any of this.
No,
it's fine.
We're all going to die.
Yeah.
We're all going to die.
Might as well just figure it out, get a pecking order, so that way we can give each other stuff.
It freaks me out. Why? I don't want to think about any of you guys dying.
Why does that freak you out? I mean, like,
If you die first, I get that dress.
Okay. It'll look great on you, actually.
Thank you very much.
Look like a curtain.
Oh, boy.
I think cancel culture should end except for Facebook. That whole memories from this day, those suck so bad because it always just reminds you of all the idiots you dated. And for me, there's been a lot. I was definitely a manco.
Message deleted.
That's the worst thing ever.
You can turn off memories, can't you?
But I just want to turn off some memories. I don't want all of them.
I don't know,
like,
man.
Every, like, so often, like, a picture of me and Blue came up yesterday from whenever I first got him. I'm like, aw, he was still cute then.
Was that guy that you dated from LMFAO?
What?
No, that's Red Foo, man.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. And then his name was Red Foo?
Red Foo.
Yeah. And he's like the nephew of Barry Gordy, too. So yeah, something weird like
weird
that.
Stuff going on.
I will say, you know, something that is underutilized that my wife has been doing for our relationship and our house for the last, I would say, 5 or 6 years. We make a yearly photo book. So, like, go through, like, Shutterfly or something like that and just do one per year. Like, we break it down per month. And so it's easy, like, chronological and stuff like that and see cool things that you did. To me, that's way more.
I love that.
It's such a great idea because if somebody goes, hey, what happened in 2013? I'd be like,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. And that's something that your kids can go back
and
look at later. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Though she's probably going to get angry and, like, cut me out of all burn them
No,
all.
That's too expensive. That's years and years of money.
No, they're not that expensive, to be honest.
Over time?
Like, $25 a year.
Yeah.
You know, they're not that expensive. So
I guess you can't put a price on memories.
Yeah, you can. $25 a year.
Yeah. Please leave a
pretty reasonable.
After the tone.
Okay, I need a general complaint from each of you. It could be about anything. Maybe something general, maybe it's about someone else, maybe it's about you. Just gripe about something.
Message deleted.
There's too many generals. Brigadier, like lieutenant general. Like, there's a
the
one,
guy
a
who
two,
saves
a three,
you money
a four.
On your car insurance.
There's, like, way too many. There should be, like, a general, right? Why are there four or five different levels of generals? There's your general complaint from me. No.
He's really proud of that joke.
I should
see his face right now.
He was like, going click button.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Audrey, are you satisfied with your personal life?
Yeah.
Ian, are you satisfied with your personal life?
No.
Mahoney, are you satisfied with your personal life?
No.
I am satisfied with my personal life.
No, man. Like,
it's a solid 50-50 in here.
Yeah, so this is way below the national average.
Define personal life. Like, what's, like,
whenever,
like,
you go
your
home,
job, your family, your friends.
The personal time that you have outside of work, your household income, your job, the leisure time, all that stuff, all kind of rolled together. So 9 in 10 Americans, 90% of Americans say they're satisfied with the way things are going in their personal life, which is a new high in the Gallup four-decade trend.
Who's, like, satisfied? Like that seems, like, so complacent. Also, like, with how much money you're making? Nah, man. Like, everybody wants to make more money.
Well, of course. But I think that satisfied also doesn't necessarily mean, like, complacent. But I'm happy. I'm a happy person.
Okay.
I'm happy. Currently.
Okay.
Mike, like, you feel like you're in a bad spot right now?
Yeah, I feel like I'm underutilized and should be paid more.
God.
Certainly.
That's why I'm sad, too.
That's right. I feel like he should be paid more.
Because Mahoney's not getting paid.
Mahoney's not getting paid enough. Yeah, no.
It's ruining my personal life.
We all feel that same pain. Well,
it's
50-50 in here and way below the national average. 90% say they are satisfied with their personal life.
I don't believe that.
All right.
it's just a
Gallup poll, man. It's fine.
Whatever.
So a quarterback for Georgia Southern, you guys might remember this story. His name is Shea Wirtz. He was charged with possession of cocaine when a mysterious white substance was found on the hood of his car. So a cop pulled him over for a routine traffic stop. But it made big headlines because the deputy that pulled him over said, there is definitely cocaine on the hood of your car. He's like, what are you talking about?
Why would there be cocaine?
Why would there be cocaine on the hood of my car while I'm driving around? That's not how cocaine works.
No. Has this cop ever seen coke in his life?
Turns out it was bird poop. Which, you know,
that's traditionally
pretty
what's
common on the hood of a car, especially in Georgia. This cop arrested him because he said that he tested it and it tested positive for cocaine. Turns out this guy's just a clown. His name is Deputy Charles Browder. Gave his resignation a week from today, and the incident said that he's been following this poor kid around. He's just, you know, he's a quarterback for the team. He got in all sorts of trouble because
he got
formally charged and everything else because this cop just decided he wanted to make headlines.
No, because this cop's, I don't like to throw the term dumb racist around very often, but this guy is a dumb racist.
Yeah.
It's a guy who was caught driving while black, and it's disgusting. Yeah. Like, this is a guy who's in college. He's a college-level quarterback, an athlete, and was so polite during the stop. The audio and video was released, and he was like, are you kidding? Like, he was just so nice and so calm, and this guy, like, I wish nothing but bad things for that cop who arrested him. And him resigning, I feel like, is getting off very easy because you definitely impacted this young man's life in a major way. And I hope he sues the hell out of that county.
You end up suing the county or the state. Like, who do you sue?
You sue the county, the state, the cop. You go after everybody.
Salute a county sheriff's office.
If there was, like, I could even understand there have been instances where cops have found powdery substance that turned out to be like detergent, but the fact that you're trying to pass off
bird poop,
that is not even something the Onion could come up with.
So this quarterback was suspended due to the traffic stop and investigation of a potential illegal substance. He was reinstated prior to the season opener last August, so he didn't miss time. But still, obviously, that affects potentially the whole career
draft,
arc that he has
your
going
draft,
over.
Absolutely. Your image. I mean, seriously, and that's incredibly important. Your image is so important whenever you are a college athlete and your prospects.
It's disgusting that police department didn't get rid of that officer immediately after this, and that it's been almost 6 or 7 months since this incident went down that he was still able to work as a police officer. If he's making that kind of mistakes there, think about what a normal person is who doesn't have a national spotlight shown on him would have to deal with.
So this same cop, Charles Browder, he was actually dismissed from a previous job in 2017 for inappropriate behavior.
Yeah.
So stop giving this guy a badge and the gun. Thanks.
Yeah. Also, what qualifies as inappropriate behavior? I feel like I need to know more tea on that. Like,
inappropriate is such
a wide net.
But it sounds like exactly the sort of thing that a guy that would abuse his power would get caught up in.
And here's the thing. Like, cops, you know, they have one of the hardest jobs in the world. You're out there, you're dealing with dirtbags almost all day, every day. But much like how in Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. And if you abuse that power, the consequences on you should come back tenfold or exponentially.
So avocado crime is soaring as Mexican gangs are turning their focus from opium to the green gold.
Holy guacamole.
So they're saying that dozens of trucks an hour are setting up for the avocado belt in Mexico for the U.S., and armed robbers are zeroing in on this fast-growing multi-billion-dollar industry. The rise in avocado-related crime has turned parts of the state into no-go areas, even for the cops. So overall production is rising, hitting 1.09 million tons in the 2018-19 season, up about 4% from the previous year. Exports rose 5.4%. They're saying that it's about a $2 billion a year industry, and much of it going to small holders. And so these Mexican gangs are just straight up robbing these people, these farmers, of all of their avocados. And there's nothing that can be done about it.
That's devastating.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we can't, like, say, grow the avocados elsewhere, because anybody ever eat one of those avocados from Florida?
Yeah.
You know how nasty those things are? They're big and nasty. No. Like, I mean, how do you even combat this? Like, that, it's crazy, though, because, you know, you legalize weed in many states across the United States, and so that becomes way less profitable. So do we, like, need to, like, outlaw guacamole? Or do we need to, like, legalize guacamole in certain states? I'm sure a couple southern states have it banned. Mississippi, No.
That's of the devil. That makes me feel weird towards boys.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I always hope that when I ask Ian if it was difficult or hard to make the blooper reel, he's going to be like, oh, man, I really had to sift through everything to find even the smallest of mistakes. That is not the case this week.
No, absolutely not. You realize that every single day that you guys are in that studio, I write down every single one of your mistakes. And after every show, I have a page worth of bloopers.
We talk a lot. What do you want, man?
I want you to do it better. Just be good.
It was the Super Bowl this past week. What do you? I mean,
no
you
excuse.
Know,
no excuse, Dave. Come on. How long have you been in this business? I'm just saying.
Only about 20 years.
I'm not throwing shade, man. Come on.
It feels like 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
Have we been doing this for 10,000 hours?
Oh yes. Almost certainly.
Shouldn't we be masters of whatever our craft is by now?
Strangely, no one has asked us to a master class just yet. Mm-mm. One day, I'm sure.
It's the that's the blooper reel.
You just film your face and the reaction that you get from every bidet that you try.
Ooh, and then we could call it the Good Day Bidet.
Or bidets for days.
Bidets for days. Yeah. Yes.
Or bidets for days.
Bidets for days. Yeah. Yes.
Well, yeah.
It can be Pleasant Plains Plateaus.
they don't go together.
Pleasant Plains Plateaus.
they don't go together.
I just got the title of music director. And I just remember this look came over his face.
Had it be him? Well, wow, words. It didn't even process. Had he been there longer than you? Had it be him? Well, wow, words. It didn't even process.
Smokehouse 41 in Oakhurst, California.
Oakhurst. Well, so we always had like this one section of the bar that was our sports bar. They specifically wanted to watch horse racing.
That's a ringing endorsement for anybody going to a dentist.
He added, my favorite thing is that 95% of the time I walk in on time and I don't even have to wait a minute before I sit down in the chair.
Wow, that's huge.
Big deal.
My guess would have been the hot dental assistant.
Pleasant Plains Plateaus.
The days for days?
Yes.
Horse Reddit. Oh, wow, words. It didn't even process.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So be glad you live where you do. Look, we've all got day-to-day frustrations from time to time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at least you're not here. I mean, we talk about it in Australia all of the time, and it's very sad what's been going on there with the wildfires. But even when there's not all of the wildfires, everything in Australia is trying to kill you.
Yes. Terrifying. Snakes,
did you see the recent,
spiders?
Like there was some local news reporter over there that was doing a report on snakes and handling snakes. And as she's sitting here, she's got this snake like slithering on her neck.
Ew.
And she's holding the microphone, and it straight up attacks the microphone. Just whoop.
Did she freak out, or was it just casual because she was just used to that kind of...
She handled it way better than I think. She's like, oh, no, it just tried to bite my microphone.
Crikey.
So that's pretty... I mean, snakes, horrifying, but there was one where they sent a UK reporter over to Australia, and they called this thing a killer drop bear.
Like a killer drop bear.
It drops from the trees and it attacks you and it kills people. So they like loaded her up with like all this like body armor and face masks.
Oh my gosh, it was a prank?
And it was a koala. It was so good. But well, I mean, they have, you're right, everything's trying to kill you, but they do have the added advantage. The stuff they're trying to kill you is really cute.
Well, not in this case. Thousands of bats have taken over a town in Australia, with residents being terrified to even leave their homes or take their children to school. The bat tornado, as it's being called, so intense that the local hospital's air ambulance was grounded because it was impossible to fly it because there are so many bats.
Oh, my gosh. And the worst thing about a bat tornado is that there's no...
Bat-nado.
Bat-nado. You can't, like, protect yourself. Like, whenever you're... doing the tornado drills, they tell you to like kind of like crouch down and like find like a room with no windows in it or underneath a desk.
To make things even worse, this particular species of bat are a protected species.
So you
can't even kill them. Yeah. Tourism in the area taking a dramatic hit since the bats arrived. Trees around one primary school are full of upside down fruit bats, with many parents refusing to send their kids to school until they are gone because, they're little vampires.
Garlic and or call the Joker in somebody.
The Joker? Something. Wait, why the Joker? Oh, Batman. Okay. I got there. It was slow.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. It's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So maybe it's something really small, and it gives you a ridiculous amount of anxiety. What is that thing for you? Text us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney. I don't know why it drives me so crazy, but there's something about knowing that I have to floss my teeth on the daily. Ugh. I just dread it. Like it when
you,
I do
you
it.
You floss your teeth every day?
I got those little flossing sticks. But knowing that it's going to take 3 minutes doesn't change things at all. Still drives me crazy.
I floss twice a year.
Floss for 3 minutes?
Well, I mean, at most is what I'm saying. It takes 3 minutes.
Have you thought about getting a water pick?
Yeah, I just don't know if those work.
Or why don't
so
you
that's what I mean. The whole thing just it riddles me with anxiety.
Just wait until you go to the dentist. They'll floss for you.
Floss for you.
Twice a year. That's how often I floss.
This one, Bobby said, answering the door even when I'm expecting it.
Yes. So I just, it's unlocked. Open it yourself.
What about when it's not expected? Like you're just sitting on the couch and there's that ding dong. You're like.
It's different now.
Who is that?
I feel like a couple years ago, it used to be way more intrusive and abrasive. Now it's just Amazon.
No, I always get like people trying to sell me like their bug guy. I have a bug guy who'll come through and like knocking on my door. Yeah.
Really? I mean, but do you even answer? Like I don't even think about even going to the door to answer it. I just like whatever, man. It's like,
but I've got dogs who are like barking at the door.
Well, that's probably a good thing. It's keeping, you know, if it is somebody who is going to.
Have you seen her dog?
Blue? He's a beast.
Tens and tens of pounds.
No,
just kidding.
He weighs 6 pounds?
Yeah.
Jill said grocery shopping. The new free pickup programs have saved my life.
If you, I love grocery shopping.
Your wife uses this all the time, especially when you have two kids already and she's pregnant right now with a third. Like, I can imagine trying to wrangle a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. Or is she 2? Your other one.
My other daughter?
Yeah, is she 2?
No, she just turned 1.
Just had a birthday.
1, 2, she's big. You got giants.
Just had a
you
birthday.
You're fielding a basketball team. I know what you're doing over there. But I could imagine like trying to wrangle that. It would be a nightmare because even as a single person, like going to the grocery store, I'm like, where is stuff? Like if one thing gets moved or you go to the same store, but it's like in a different location and they have the aisles aren't lined up the same.
They're never the same.
Just ruins my whole cheek.
So awful.
Andy said this is going to sound completely ridiculous, but mine is being stuck in traffic or at a red light and the car is next to me being lined up window to window with me. Either I have to be pulled ahead of you or stay behind you a little bit in my lane.
Yeah, you don't even look at me like eating my Taco Bell
You eat tacos while you drive?
Hell yeah.
Is that getting messy?
What is wrong with you?
Nope. Because I can't wait. I have
cheesy Gordita stuck in her cleavage. She's like, couldn't wait to get home.
It for later.
This is the Dave Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I mean, it's bad enough if you drop fries in between the seat and the like little center container thing.
You drop a soft taco.
How is that different than like an accidental?
They're way messier.
Try to have sex chat with your husband, a bunch of shredded lettuce falls out.
Lick it on up.
Tell me.
It's a little snack.
Gross.
On a snack.
What's wrong with you, lady?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What small thing gives you a ridiculous amount of anxiety? Ian, I'm sure that you have some pretty good examples of things that give you...
Let me go down the list. One, I don't like... Makes me anxious when I'm laying down and I'm seeing out a window. I don't like windows because I'm afraid that somebody's watching me.
Yeah.
No matter where I'm at, no matter what window, what position I'm in, I always think that somebody is looking in. So we have a very strict pull the curtains down when you're naked in the house kind of rule because any sort of nakedness, I just feel like somebody's looking at me.
Mm. Especially at night.
Yeah.
And then I hate when you can see out. Or you can't really see out. Like if you're in a lit room and it's dark outside and it's bright in here and you can't see out of the insides.
Yes. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, like that. Like I don't like that. Like, you know, like here at the station, I'm like, I don't feel like we should open these windows until it turns bright outside. Because who knows what's out there, Dave? Dave's all, let's open up the windows. And
nothing is out there.
Make us all vulnerable to boogeymen. And
boogeymen.
Yeah,
hitmen. And
hitmen.
Scary out there.
Like anyone would risk going to jail to kill us.
You don't know what I've done.
There's just no upside. Tisa said being the first in a left turn when it turned, like the yield lane when it's green.
Yes.
So being the first person to have to go to the intersection.
You got
to
go.
It gives me anxiety when the person has anxiety because then I'm stuck behind him. And then when they don't pull into the intersection, I'm like, I'm going to miss. If you make me miss his light, don't you make me miss his light.
Pull into the intersection.
Pull in, go up. You go up.
Left turns in general are just hard. I feel like I'm always like uncertain of where the lines are going to be whenever I make it to the other side of where I'm left turning to.
I have no problem honking at somebody, though, who is hesitating.
Oh, I had to honk through the other day because
I threw the next car over.
I honked through the car in front of me because they wouldn't honk at the car in front of them. But we were all waiting to take a left, and there was like a quarter mile between cars that were coming,
and they wouldn't go.
Just like go. Waste of my life.
Maybe it was a new driver.
Oh no, she was old and on her phone. Could see it through her window. I'm poking my head up like, hey, go!
Dave stood up through his fires a flare.
Teresa said, touching raw poultry or having it touch anything in my kitchen, I'm totally fine with other meats. But for whatever reason, poultry, because, you know, you hear about salmonella and everything else and how it'll get you sick. It's not really that dangerous, right? I mean, if you're eating it raw or licking it or if it's been out for too long,
touching surfaces and things.
I'm with you, though. I'm the same way. You just like want to scrub everything like you're a surgeon.
I only touch my meat with my left hand.
Okay.
Hello.
We're talking about cooking here. This is a family show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What small thing gives you a ridiculous amount of anxiety? Brian said, I live in a condo complex, and when people walk by my sliding glass door and they look in, it just totally drives me nuts.
Oh, no.
Don't you look in here.
Uh-uh.
This is my space.
Eyes forward.
This one's kind of hitting me home. Up on our text line, 73100. If I'm already going to do something and then somebody asks me to do it, I do not do it.
Yeah.
It gives me the anxiety of knowing that the pressure of your asking makes me freak out.
I used to have a manager when I worked at Hops as a server, and relatively young guy, but definitely one of those thought he was the business type of managers, you know? And maybe because he was a pretty young guy and a manager, but to everyone, he would always say, do me a favor. And kind of do like the little snap thing. Like,
finger guns.
Favor. Yeah. Like, do me a favor, man. For everything. And I'm just like, I do not want to do you a favor.
That's not a favor. You're just telling me to do something.
In a weird way.
And you are phrasing it in a way that
passive-aggressive.
What?
It's kind of passive aggressive.
It's not bad. I feel like that's aggressive aggressive.
Finger guns?
Yeah. Finger guns and just nonsense.
This one makes me feel seen. Pooping in a public toilet. I always feel like others are paying attention to my functions.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's listening to the plop.
Is where I do not. Like, that's the work experience. Because
work, but not even like when you're out and about. Like, for me, I'll go find the most secluded. I'll walk down an extra hallway. Like,
yeah.
Really?
If I'm at an airport, I go to like an empty wing.
Yeah.
Or a less traveled place, mostly because I don't want somebody right next to me.
Yeah. If it's a busy airport, I'm not going to walk in and like sit there and have to like. Pull on all of the stalls, like all that stuff.
I won't pull on it.
Oh, I hate
it.
Go.
No.
I won't.
No.
Does it take you guys like a really long amount of time or something?
And then I feel like I have to hurry, otherwise people will judge me.
Oh, no. I take my time.
Is it the sounds that makes you worried? Is that the main?
No, everything about it.
That's the sound for me.
I am ashamed of the whole process.
Oh, even going number one, I don't like people hearing my sound, so I hit porcelain. I don't go straight into water. I hit porcelain.
I'm with you.
The wide stance.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
The wide stance, like in the stalls, is what I like. Hey, man, get your foot over there.
You guys are
like, I don't want your foot over here. I will say I've gotten better at it. I still won't like work. That's unless it's an emergency and
really?
My pants are going to be soiled. I'm not going at work for that. But I will say I've gotten better since all of our trips to Disney. Like there are hidden bathrooms there. There's like one hidden bathroom near the tiki room, which can be, I think it's only one stall there. So it makes it somewhat better, but
The problem is you roll in there and somebody's already in there. Then you got to wait. And that's, you don't want to see the person coming out of the stall you're replacing.
Let me give you something else weird. So as a dad of little kids, you'll use the family restroom because they have a changing table in there. And especially if you have like the baby with you and it needs to change, that's the only place to go do it. And so the family restroom is like, you know, that one room that's a little bit bigger, normally has a sink in it by itself and stuff. And if there's somebody in there, you have to wait, and then you have to have the weird crossover with them, and it's almost always just some dude who's gone in there to take a massive dump by himself.
Oh,
and then you have to have the weird interaction.
Definitely.
Yeah.
See, like, I was thinking with my kids.
Yeah.
They were thinking you were a monster.
No. Yeah. It was when we were down in Houston at the Astros Stadium.
Okay.
The Astros Stadium. Some guy who actually worked there comes out in his little event staff windbreaker and had just blown the thing sky high. I actually went, ugh.
So I was walking in.
And I think he heard me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
From Johnny, when it comes to anxiety, things that just give you all sorts of ridiculous anxiety, even if they're small, you don't want to mess up with your kids. So you're trying to do everything right. Then they guess, they fart, or they say a bad word in front of people. These kids going to send me to an early grave. Like, yeah, so I FaceTime my daughter every morning when she's on the way to school. And like we're sitting here in the studio, and it's like normally while we're playing a song or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll, you know, she'll want to see Ian and Audrey and Mahoney and say hi to all of them. Well, yesterday we were on FaceTime, and she goes, Daddy, Mommy farted in the car. And I got home yesterday, and my wife goes, you know she was lying, right? And I'm like, was she? She's like, I swear on our kids' lives that she was lying about
that.
She just thought
it was funny.
She did it for a laugh. But she's getting to that point now where she'll just make things up because she knows it gets a chuckle out of us.
That's really funny.
And it worked.
Yeah, I laughed pretty hard at that.
I did too, but I didn't want... I was... Because there's nothing more embarrassing than one. I mean, if it's your husband, whatever. But it's just like...
It's in front of a group of people.
Yeah.
This one got texted over to us. Kyle said, at the airport, waiting for your bags to come off the plane, standing at the carousel, watching them come off the chute, hoping they didn't lose it or that somebody else takes it.
Oh.
And the people that don't know the etiquette, like you don't, there's a little, if you notice on the ground, there's a little thing on the ground that you're supposed to stand behind. If you stand all the way up against the dang carousel, nobody can see when their bag comes off.
Yep.
And be able to fight their way through and everything else. If everyone just stands back and waits for their opportunity and then steps forward and takes their bag, the system works. If you're one of those dummies that stands right up on the edge of it, it doesn't work for anyone. Move.
And then you have to say, excuse me, I'm sorry, I need to get my bag.
And it's a heavy bag.
You swing your bag around.
Knocking over toddlers and 90-year-olds.
This one actually gave me a spicy armpits reading it because it's actually one of the most terrifying text messages that I think any of us could ever get. It's up on our text line at 73100. The we need to talk from a friend or a significant other or a boss.
Don't send that. Don't ever send a we need to talk text, even if somebody's dead. Like,
what?
don't do that. Like, I mean, but in a similar vein, anytime, like, my dad calls me at a non-traditional hour.
You're like, this is going to be really bad news.
Yes. Yeah. Or, you know, another family member. I'm like, what's going on here? Yeah. You know, I'm like, who died?
Yep.
That's immediately what I assume.
Carmi said, any social setting that starts off with, let's go around the room and.
Ew.
Oh, like
tell us about yourself. You're like,
but wait, I'm that person during Thanksgiving.
Well, it's different if it's your immediate family.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about when it's like a meeting and everyone's like, tell us your name and what you do. And you're like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Even like family, I'm like, eh. Like, I mean, because I know your husband has like a large family, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's hard. And your wife, too, has a large family.
Yeah. Do you guys ever do the whole like what you're grateful for thing around like Thanksgiving and stuff?
Yeah, we do.
All of the time.
We do too.
And I'll take it a step further. At like birthdays, like everyone will like say a word about somebody.
Oh, I'm stealing that.
Which
like
is kind of nice, except for when the person right before you steals your word.
Oh, no.
And then you're just,
panic.
You're like, oh my God, no, that was what I was going to be grateful for. What are you doing? You can't take that.
I love that, Moni. That sounds like a nightmare for you.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, we would never do that. I mean, we're at the point right now where all of us are kind of doing our own thing on holidays anyway.
Like,
at this
point, you don't even hang out together?
Well, like this last year, we did a cruise. you know, we're probably going to do a cruise next year. Probably do a cruise the year after that. Like my wife's dad does his own thing. Yeah, I mean maybe it'll be different.
Yeah,
you know, but like
the grandparents are going to want to be there for
They don't. My grandparents don't want to. They want to do their own thing.
Your parents don't want to.
My mom, like if my mom had, if we had a kid, my mom would want to be there.
Yes,
the entire
time. So she's going to come cruising with you guys.
But yes, hopefully if she'll fly with us to Florida. But
because she doesn't like to fly.
She does not like to fly. But the thing is, it's like I that would give me so much stress having to go to a big family gathering on a holiday, because it's like, especially right now with politics and viewpoints and plus liquor, and everybody feels emboldened around family, so everybody's spewing off stupid ideas.
Two back-to-back here, Meg and Lauren said, having the volume on the TV on an uneven number drives me crazy.
Oh, she's going to do evens.
Really?
Oh, see, I'm a five or a zero-er.
Mine's max. Mine's just always on max because I'm deaf.
Yeah, and
my wife's like,
closed captions. Closed captions as
what?
Well.
And this one's pretty funny. Michelle said, those stupid swings at amusement parks that's been higher and higher, I just can't stop looking at where I'm going to land when the chain breaks.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Yeah, try that as a 260-pound man.
Straight down. That's where I'm going to land. Uh-huh. Right on top of that carny. Taking him with me.
Was that a crater? Nope, just Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Would you guys rather make the week, you know, one day longer or, like, shorter? Like, does it really matter to any of you? I just want another day off of work. Actually, anyone, please just give me a day off of work.
Message deleted.
So would what? So you mean would you rather have an eighth day in the week and then have a 3-day weekend, or keep it as is and just have a 3-day weekend and only 4 days of work? Because that seems like the better option.
That is the better option, but if he's saying like a 4-day work week and a 1 day off, that's not cool.
No.
But I would work an extra day. Like if we had to work,
you always got a 3-day weekend.
Yeah, if we were to work 6 days in a row and then get 3 days off, that would be way better than 5 and 2.
I've got a friend who is one of my best friends. He's a doctor of pharmacology, which is a fancy name for a pharmacist, but he works in a hospital.
Okay.
And so he'll work these shifts that are 10 hours, and he'll work 7 days in a row.
Whew.
But then he gets 7 days off, so he'll work 7 days in a row. And then get 7 days off.
That's way better.
I love that.
Way better.
His
girlfriend does the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so they literally just travel. They have like 2 weeks of vacation every month. And so like right now they're in Colorado skiing. And I'm just like, oh,
I hate you so much.
I love that for them, though.
Yeah. They just make all sorts
quality
of money.
Time.
And they get to go wherever they want, whenever they want.
But that's not every pharmacist, though, right? That's like,
no,
it's
no,
just
it's
only
not.
Like,
I think it's the ones that work
in hospitals.
In hospitals. Yeah. And that, like, they work like pretty crappy hours, like the middle of the night sort
right.
of thing.
And a lot
else.
Of nurses get that, too. Like, and anesthesiologists and doctors in general.
7 days off, though?
7 days off.
So 2 weeks off a month?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in.
For sure.
100%. I mean, I don't know. 10 hour day, though.
Can I do
7 4-hour days?
To push the politicians. I mean, this is political season. That whole 4-day work week things have been working very well.
Works in Europe.
Increasing productivity over in Japan. They just recently tried it. Productivity went way up. 4-day work week.
Can we add in a, or even if we don't do that, can we add in a siesta or something?
A little nap time?
Yeah.
Afternoon nap time?
Poo.
Not even, like, can I, like,
I mean,
I like
how Europe, they're just like, let's get hammered at lunch. And then nobody comes back to work in the afternoon.
Please leave a message after the tone.
How easy is it for you all to trust someone? Like, I think I trust people way too easy. Should I take the, you know, I'll trust you until I don't approach, or just wait until they prove themselves? I'm asking for a friend. It's not like I have a new girlfriend who I'm unsure about or anything. Actually, yeah, that's what's happening.
Message deleted.
I mean, if it's to the point where you're dating somebody exclusively, I mean, I would never start dating somebody exclusively if I didn't trust them.
Why would you want to be in a relationship with somebody you don't trust?
That sounds terrible.
Just being a physical relationship.
Yeah.
And even then, like, if you don't trust them, like, that gets dodgy as well.
But normally the people that are the ones that don't trust, it's because they're doing something wrong.
They feel like everybody's
a crook. Or
they
just carried a lot of baggage over from the past, which isn't fair. Like, that's what'll torture a relationship for me before it even begins.
I didn't do anything bad to you.
Uh-oh, what, Audrey?
No, I'm just listening. No, I agree.
You were saying a lot with your eyeballs.
No, I agree. No, I agree.
No, you can have baggage.
Are you telling us or yourself that you agree? What's going on here?
No, I agree that trusting somebody before you actually start a relationship is a huge part of actually like exclusivity.
That's a keystone.
It's a keystone of a relationship.
It's a keystone of a relationship. Like if you don't have trust, what do you have? Because if you're getting into like a serious relationship, like if you're planning on being married or even living together, like finances come into play and other things of that nature, which, you know, can ruin some people. Like if you don't trust the person you're with, don't be with them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Also, same thing. Like, you can have your baggage, just don't hold it against your new partner. That's a you problem.
That's like a small duffel.
No check bags. Or get that out
like
of
a
here.
Purse.
Yeah, this ain't Southwest.
That is overweight. You're going to have to divide your baggage up. And
that like, a coin purse?
Nope.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you guys realize how gross our phones are? I just saw something that for every inch of your phone, there's like 25,000 germs. And then we put it on our face. Wow.
Message deleted.
That's how you get the coronavirus.
First off, who's putting it on their face? What are you talking about? Stop taking calls.
I love talking on the phone.
The last time that I put my phone on my face is when I was laying in bed and I accidentally dropped it on myself.
It's glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea. It's Pop Trash.
So Netflix has finally answered the call of many that use their service that have said enough with the autoplay when you're scrolling through. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Where like the trailer just starts blaring in your face and you're like, oh, stop it. You can now finally stop that.
Thank the Lord.
So the autoplay videos, when you're browsing the home screen, if you're tired of the trailers that just start autoplaying, you have an option to kill them.
Because when you're watching like a serious movie and then it ends, or your serious episode and then it ends, and then you get like a Taylor Swift preview, you're like,
that has nothing. It's never even something that's related to the content that you're even.
You would think that it would be smart enough to be able to.
The algorithm would be better.
Yes.
Netflix, as far as their search feature,
garbage.
And it's terrible. I mean, everything about it is awful.
Well,
yes.
I
hate it.
The ratings.
The recommendations.
Rotten Tomatoes ratings on there.
You guys been binging anything on Netflix recently?
I just started that I Am a Killer or whatever it is. Season 2 just came out.
Yeah.
But Sinner Season 3 is about to drop.
Is that coming out on Netflix, though, or is that going to be on USA?
I think both.
Okay.
But I say that, and I have no idea. I have seriously no idea.
I'm a big fan of The Sinner. That's really good. Wife and I are watching The Messiah right now.
You like that?
And we're like 5 episodes in. Yeah, it's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was actually going to start that last night.
Yeah.
I started The Witcher, started to finish in one day.
Wow.
So I've got nothing on Netflix currently. I'm watching The New Pope on HBO, though.
Big fan
of that. And The Young Pope, which is the prequel to that.
See, I started watching The Young Pope and couldn't get into it.
It's very European.
Yeah. I mean, they're all Italian.
Yeah, but it's very, but it's shot by Canal, but it's a very, like, the exposition
right.
is very it's long.
And it's very slow and kind of odd.
But I love Jude Law, though.
I do too.
You watch this, too. Ozarks is about to come out season 3 in March.
Ozark is so good. And The Outsider on HBO, that's the other one with Jason Bateman in it.
Yep.
And that is very well done.
McMillions out also.
I started watching
so
the first
TV.
Episode.
That's out now?
Yes. Yeah, the first. I don't know if it's officially out, but the preview episode is
McMillions,
out.
I mean, it's a full hour-long episode, but it's about that whole cheating scandal with the McDonald's pieces, and it is nuts. Yeah.
I'll tell you what not to watch. Avenue 5 with Hugh Laurie and Josh Gad.
It's on
terrible.
HBO, right?
I'm 4 episodes in, I think, now, or 3 or 4, and it is, and I love Hugh Laurie.
It looks really bad, yeah.
It doesn't look really bad.
It is bad.
It is really bad, and like,
From Olaf's voice is in it?
Yeah, Josh Gad, he's great, and Hugh Laurie's great.
By the way, he was in Modern Family, because Modern Family is winding down right now.
Okay.
And what's his real name, Josh Gad?
Yeah, Olaf.
Very funny. Yeah.
Yeah, he's funny.
But he was in the second to last episode of Modern Family.
But he is so typecasted for me. There are some, like, the whole cast of Harry Potter. like, I can't see
is
them.
Is he from Harry Potter?
No, I'm just saying, like, typecasted like those kind
Daniel
of characters.
Daniel Radcliffe's got a new show like where he's playing like a medieval
king or something.
Oh, really?
I cannot see him as Harry Potter.
He's Harry Potter.
Okay, cool.
And Hermione's Hermione.
Exactly.
I don't even know her. Emma Watson,
and he is
whatever.
Olaf. Olaf is Olaf.
Olaf is Olaf.
But
every time that I see him and I hear him, I'm like, you're a snowman.
You want warm hugs. We get it.
So the Mandalorian, Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, has said that the Mandalorian is going to be a huge part of Disney going forward, and said that the future of Star Wars may actually be more episodic television as opposed to movies, which I'm not mad at because you have to wait normally a couple of years for a single movie. If you're talking about giving me 13 hours of programming or even 10 hours of programming.
Or eight
hours of programming once a year as opposed to an hour and a half every 2 years. Like, it's more content, and The Mandalorian was fantastic. So more of that.
Good.
Yeah.
Here's what you do with Star Wars. Give it to Jon Favreau, and you give it to Dave Filoni, the guys who were in charge of Clone Wars, and obviously Jon Favreau in charge of, you know, was the original guy who brought Iron Man and Robert Downey Jr. to life and helped create the Marvel Cinematic Universe, along with Kevin Feige. Let those guys...
But he's responsible for The Mandalorian.
Yes.
Like, he's the EP of that and everything else.
So. Let them handle the Star Wars universe, create these things, and then make one big movie, like, every couple of years, kind of like how you do with the Avengers.
Yeah.
Make a couple billion dollars, and it will be phenomenal. Bob Iger also, I don't know if you saw, just apologized to that school, because there's been a story that was floating around about Disney charging a school like $200, like a third of what the money they raised at a fundraiser because they showed The Lion King. Bob Iger just personally apologized and donated money to that school. So it's
there was
some bad press. But I the way Disney handles their kind of, even if this is a quote-unquote scandal, they do it right.
Yeah, and gave the school a bunch of lions as well, which should, you know, thin things out with the kids.
Everyone gets a cub.
Yeah, like, singing Warthogs.
Bring down the class size a bit.
Way to come back, flu season.
So Kobe Bryant and the memorial for his daughter, Gianna, is going to be set for 2/24, which obviously makes sense. Her number 2, his number 24. So February 24th, it's going to be at the Staples Center. They're in Los Angeles, and I imagine that it is going to be enormous. So they're going to have LA Live complex around it that's also going to be going. I can't imagine how many people are going to show up to this, but it's just, you know, it's such a tragic event, obviously, that hit so many people.
Absolutely.
And it still is, I think.
I can't even still believe that it even happened.
It's so wild. But the way that his wife, you know, as a mother and a wife, has handled this.
Vanessa is strong.
So strong. It's unbelievable. Can't imagine what she's going through. But a huge public memorial has been planned, 2/24 in Los Angeles for Kobe and his daughter. So, heavy stuff. But the way that the city of Los Angeles has rallied has been
absolutely
really encouraging.
And I think that the media has done a semi-decent job. Like, for her to come out and feel the need to give us any kind of presser. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, she came out on Instagram and, you know, like, gave all of her thanks and gratitude. But, like, I feel like she felt the need to do that based off of us. And that makes my heart so sad.
Well,
like,
she
had, like, 3 days of grieving.
Yeah, yes and no.
She'd been with him since she was 17 years old.
No, I'm with you. I mean, the fact that you're right, like, her feeling that she has to do anything is insane. But at the same time, it was almost like her recognizing what an incredible impact
her husband
that the two of them had, right? Yeah. And so... I thought that was a really beautiful tribute to them, because there was so many people that really were and still are in mourning over what happened. So, I can't
That's
wait
fair.
To see what this complex turns into towards the end of this month, but, it's going to be a big one, obviously. So 2/24, if you want to make the trek down to Los Angeles.
The David Mahoney Morning Show presents The Internet is Awesome.
So there was a guy that was waiting for a piece of mail from a company. Turns out that they had accidentally sent him that letter 55,000 times. And even with the bulk mailing, that'll come out to the tune of about $11,000 for this particular company because of some error. And that's the first piece of audio that we have in The Internet is Awesome, our favorite audio clips from this past week.
Dee and I were shocked. We were like, are you kidding me? Who makes that kind of mistake? I may just start a bonfire, and burn it all. I just hope it doesn't happen again. You know, I might have to return to sender.
I actually kind of like his voice, though.
Sounds like a cartoon character.
Sounds very dad.
I just hope it doesn't happen again. You know, I might have to return to sender.
Oh, oh, oh.
$11,000. Such a dad answer, though. I'm going to start a bonfire.
Yeah.
Recycle it, man. Recycle it.
Exactly.
Why? Why not just burn it?
You ever tried to burn mail? I've tried to burn mail before.
No?
It turns, into a disaster. The
really?
Embers start going everywhere.
Oh.
You burn your house down, your neighbor's house.
Do you remember what mail you were burning?
Just junk mail.
Oh, okay.
Bills.
Stuff I didn't want to shred because of, like, my shredder was seized up.
So a woman was in a fast food restaurant. We can't tell if this is a McDonald's or a KFC. It doesn't really matter, though.
We think this is a McDonald's.
We think it's a McDonald's.
So, yeah.
And she starts freaking out, and then she starts telling everyone in there to get out of her country. Who knew that she was the owner of America? How embarrassing for all those employees.
I'm saying it now. Get out of my country. Get the out of my country. No, I'm not going to leave. And you know what? You are all hungry. You are the ugliest in the world. Get the out! Because I don't want you here, and I'm going to vote against you. And I'm
going to
kill you when I can.
All right, lady.
Okay. Lay off the pills. Right.
She cracked.
I like that she had to work herself up to it. She's like, I'm going to say it.
I'm saying it now.
Okay.
All right.
Look at you. Look at how brave you are.
Lay off the pills, you dumb racist. Also, like, ma'am, this is a McDonald's.
Right?
You know what I was thinking? We're having troubles figuring out whether it's a McDonald's or a KFC. What if it's one of those that have like the two
both
in one?
Them.
It wouldn't. McDonald's doesn't do any combos.
No, but it would KFC and
Taco Bell.
Yeah. I don't like when they blend them, man.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
Whoa.
You don't want to go over and get some mashed potatoes with your cheesy
never.
Crunch?
They don't cross-contaminate.
No,
don't worry.
Never.
Yeah, or like the Hardee's or Carl's Jr.'s mixed with the Mexican place too.
Yeah.
Nah.
What?
Nah. Like a green or a red burrito.
I don't even like when they put them in a gas station.
Wait,
how about that?
How are you not for this? That is like the best bang opportunity ever.
Yeah, I love combo restaurants like that.
I want the fryers to be separate.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Separate but equal, right, Mahoney?
2020.
How dare you talk about gas station food, because there's a Mexican place right down the street from here in a gas station that is phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Down at Choice.
Yeah.
So good.
Okay.
It's so good.
What it is.
All right.
It is.
It's really good. I'm all about Mexican food in gas stations.
If you're getting your oil changed.
The last time that you.
Not.
What?
You're getting your oil. Like you go there.
This really is a do-it-all gas station.
they service your car too. So you can get your car serviced and go eat a delicious burrito.
Yeah.
That sounds like absolute disaster for mine.
It's rated. It's got like 4.5 stars with like 3,000 ratings on Yelp.
No.
The oldest driver in America, that's what they're calling this guy. He is 107 years old. And what I really like about this is that they interviewed him and his 99-year-old fiance.
Cradle
robber.
Fiance?
You can just go ahead and probably take the plunge now, buddy. You're 107. He says that he doesn't think that maybe she enjoys his driving quite as much as he does.
Yes, he is a good driver.
Of course I'm a good driver. That's a silly question. Okay, let's go for a spin.
I closed my eyes most of the time.
We both agree that it'd be better if she sleeps while I drive.
Well, the secret to being 107 is simply keep breathing.
I feel like if the cameras weren't there, he would have been like, you say that again, Anita, and I'm going to whoop your ass.
Yes, he is a good driver.
Of course I'm a good driver. That's a silly question.
Like you can hear the anger in his voice.
That's a silly question.
That's a silly
It's such a point of insecurity for so many men, and I'm glad to see that it
never goes away.
Yeah.
You could be 107 and you're still like, yeah, of course I'm a good driver.
He was born when the Titanic sank.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
That's crazy.
That is old. I want him to read me a book. Don't you feel like he's got a great bedtime story, like manner?
No.
Nobody?
No.
I feel like he'd have a hard time getting through.
That's a silly question.
That sounds like he would.
That's
the
when
best.
The Titanic sank.
That's a silly question.
He has the best bedtime story voice.
He's 107 years old, Dave.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage. We did Cage or Stage earlier in the week. And Nicolas Cage, in a real life clip, was talking about how having a wooden hand is great because the ladies love it. And he was very serious about that.
Gross. Girls like guys with wooden hands. And in Moonstruck, I had a wooden hand. And that just, you know, really turned them on. They dig it for some reason. You should try it. Get yourself a wooden hand. Go out there, like Piccadilly Square or whatever. check it out. You will not fail. It's the best line, one line you'll get it.
The best one line you'll get is having a wooden hand and going up to women and going, hey, I got a wooden hand.
Does anybody know what Moonstruck's about? Like, why did he have a wooden hand?
Moonstruck actually had Cher in it. Great film. Oh. If you guys get a chance, see it. I believe Nicolas Cage plays a man who lost his hand and falls in love with Cher's character, who I believe is in a relationship.
It was nominated for Best Picture, and Cher won an Academy Award for Best Actress.
Wow.
Really?
It's a good film.
93% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. Oh. And finally, this was a little girl. She's probably, what, like 9, 10 years old. She's doing a makeup tutorial. And
oh, my gosh.
Her little brother, who's five.
Her little brother, who's 5 years old, is sleeping, I think, in the room.
Yeah.
And he just starts farting while she's trying to do her makeup tutorial. And you should, the look on her face, she's so mortified, because I think it was live, right?
Oh, this was, it was live.
Yeah. It had to
and
be
she,
live.
And she pushes through like a pro, but the fart in question sounds an awfully lot, awful lot like a taser.
Or
the Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? I hadn't.
Just give it a listen. Yeah,
the Wheel of Fortune spin.
I've used this before. Can't figure it out, but I've used this before many times. Let's go for it.
Oh, no.
Oh! But it comes with this.
Oh my God! That kid is sick,
he's
man.
Really
he's
sick.
Taking her to the doctor.
Oh my gosh!
Taser!
I'll get you, bitch.
And this last one.
Hold on.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Oh my God, that's so good. I know, it's so dumb.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So more hockey is coming to Las Vegas.
Yay.
The Golden Knights have bought the AHL, a franchise to relocate to the Las Vegas Valley. It is San Antonio's AHL franchise. And it intends to relocate the minor league club to the Valley in time for the 2020 to 2021 season. So the sale and relocation is pending approval from the American Hockey League Board of Governors. Terms of the deal not disclosed, but the San Antonio franchise will continue to play in Texas through the end of this season and then before any potential playoffs before it's relocated. And they're saying that Henderson/Las Vegas is the new home for it. And they've been talking about adding things out in the Henderson direction, which is a good idea, right? Because
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Water Street, you know, has really been revitalized. Mm-hmm. Very nice out there. There's a lot of families, obviously,
well,
over there in Henderson.
When they bought that, what was it? Or they were converting the ice rink or building
exactly.
that out
yep.
there. What was it? Sometime late last year.
Yeah.
They were talking about that.
Yeah, so they're saying that you know they're going to put a bunch of you know potential hockey fans out there that maybe don't want to or are able to go to Golden Knights games regularly, but this is kind of the feeder league for that. So cool idea,
and it's easier to pull people up because they're right there.
Yeah,
so I like this. I like investing in the community, bringing more teams here. It's great, love it. You know, I mean the fact that you know, I mean the Aviators have done such a good job. I mean, so that's a big bar to it's a high bar
yeah.
to set though.
Yeah.
I will say so, but I have a feeling that they'll do it right.
30 pounds of meth was hidden inside fire extinguishers seized near Las Vegas. The DEA has said that more than 30 pounds of meth hidden inside fire extinguishers confiscated this week during a traffic stop south of Las Vegas. A joint law enforcement investigation into a local criminal street gang which traffics drugs led to the bust. Hiding a bunch of meth inside a fire extinguisher seems like a bad idea. Can you? I mean, I don't know what the reaction is, but I imagine that if you spray meth on a fire, it's going to get worse because if you put meth on anything, it gets worse.
Yeah.
If you imagine a methed out fire.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. That is not what I want. Also, fire extinguishers don't weigh 30 pounds. I feel like that's a dead giveaway. Like if you're a cop and you're like, why do you have, or even 15 pounds? Why do you have two fire extinguishers?
It was actually 10 fire extinguishers in the trunk. But another question: why do you have 10 fire extinguishers in your trunk? So I guess this individual was on his way back to the LA area, and they found him just outside of Las Vegas, going 15 south, and they bust him. Two occupants of the vehicle taken into custody, charged with possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute. So the names of the suspects not immediately released, but they got him.
See you never.
Yep. Mm. Las Vegas Tourism ready to spend $2.4 million to host the NFL draft, which seems low.
That does seem very low.
Board members will meet Tuesday to consider paying expenses that fall outside of the agreements between the host properties and the NFL. $2.4 million is the LVCVA's current budget. The authority is funded primarily by revenue generated by room tax on the Clark County motel and hotel rooms and fees paid by exhibitors at conventions and trade shows staged at the Las Vegas Convention Center. So, as you know, draft is coming to town April 23rd through the 25th, and it'll be centered at the intersection of Las Vegas Boulevard and Flamingo, and then the actual draft stage is going to be there behind the link. So, you know, the high roller wheel right behind that, there's going to be a big footprint. Between 600,000 and 750,000 people are expected to attend the festivities.
Wow, I feel like even that number has gone up since the last time we've talked about it.
So we were talking, I mean, in Nashville, it was around 400,000.
Right.
If you're, the thoughts here was going to be around like a 500,000.
Yeah.
If you're talking 750,000 people.
That's huge.
That's like double what we do for New Year's Eve or EDC or something.
Wow.
That is insane. It's the biggest NFL event without question of the entire year. So you think about how big the Super Bowl is, right? And was just down in Miami for it. Great event, everything else. A lot of fun in Miami. But
you get two teams that you're trying to support, right? So you, you have a collection with the NFL
And if you're
drafts.
Not going to the game, sure, you can go to like the parties and stuff, I guess. It's fine. But this is really centered around there being like a whole week-long activity.
Right.
And so it's going to be a pretty big deal.
And
but they're
for
saying
everybody.
That if you haven't booked a hotel room yet for those that are coming from out of town, you better do it now because
it now.
The rates have already exploded and they're just going up and up and up.
Do you think Joe Burrow goes number one?
Yes. Joe Burrow's going to go number one.
You think he's going to Cincinnati?
To the Bengals,
or do you think they trade that pick?
Nope. No, they're the quarterback.
There was somebody who there was some report, I don't know if it was, if it's a credible source or not, that they were like, well, we'd rather take Tua over Joe Burrow in
Cincinnati. You would be morons if you took Tua. Tua's going to end up with the Dolphins, I think.
You think so? Yeah. You think he goes number two?
Is that where the Dolphins sit, number two? Yeah. I think he goes number two because they also need, they're in desperate need of a quarterback, right? And so, I mean, Tua, obviously there's some
Isn't
questions there with, with the whole surgery and everything else.
But that was in October, and so he's recovering.
Yeah, they just worry that it could be an ongoing
like an
RG3
kind of thing. Like, he's really, really good, really great.
You end
then
up with like a Carson
disaster.
Wentz type situation that's going on where, you know, you could have all this talent, but can't stay healthy.
Can't stay
Dang,
healthy. Yeah.
That's devastating.
So a marijuana dispensary near Summerlin gets nixed after the neighborhood outcry is what they're calling it. The opponents of a proposed marijuana dispensary near Summerlin claim victory. The store is officially dead, at least for now. What's the problem with having a marijuana dispensary? It's just like a bar.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't like it, don't go to it.
You've
but it's
got
not like
liquor
it's gonna,
stores.
It's not like it's
going to
corrupt the city or something.
Like they
have the kids are going to go in and smoke the.
It's not even in
lettuce.
Summerlin proper. It's Sahara and Fort Apache.
Yeah, so it's right on the edge.
It's on the edge of Summerlin.
It's just a bunch of old people who don't understand, who think it's the devil's lettuce and it's going to cause all sorts of problems. No, it just makes people from Summerlin drive further away to get more to get their weed somewhere else here in the city. Yes,
get more convenience.
Have it fall in because Summerlin does have stricter codes when it comes to buildings.
Summerlin is super strict. I mean, you can't. Have you ever noticed that in Summerlin? There's no like auto repair shops.
Yeah.
Really?
There's not even like an auto mechanic repair shop.
What?
Because they're so specific about what can be in Summerlin.
Oh, that's so drama.
But the 4,800 square foot dispensary, originally given the green light from the city planners and other staff who found no conflict with the rules requiring a 1,000-foot buffer between schools and 300 feet from other sensitive areas. And now they've come back after all these people were like, it's too close to Summerlin.
This is so dramatic elitist.
Yeah,
can't even have a car shop
in
your city.
It's just old people. It's old, stupid people.
I mean, I agree. Like, don't put a dispensary right next to a school.
No.
Of course not.
Zoning is important, but putting it at Fort Apache and Sahara will be fine.
It's just fine.
Have you seen Fort Apache and Sahara lately? It's not what it used to be. Maybe some good businesses over there can help that area out.
Yeah, your neighbors just want to eat some pizza and chill. Like it's
like that area.
Sahara and Fort Apache is sketchy, man.
15 years ago, it was phenomenal. Now that's the border.
You need some good businesses in there.
Bring in good business.
And a 4,800 square foot dispensary would probably be good business.
Yep. Better than a vape shop.
Yo!
Fast food freakouts.
If I wasn't in this car, man, I'd come in there and kick your ass.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Jason is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Jason? How you doing, man?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Are you a big fast food aficionado?
No, I would say aficionado, but unfortunately a fan, and it goes to my gut.
Unfortunately, you own it.
Yeah, it's
all
right.
What's your favorite, though? What's your favorite?
It's got to be McDonald's. Familiarity. The fries can't beat them.
Oh, yeah.
Double cheeseburger.
Do you go McNuggets? You know? What's your sauce? What's your sauce?
That's my wife. My wife is McNuggets, and it's about 7 tubs of barbecue.
Oh. Okay. So what did you get? Then you get a Big Mac?
No, you said double cheeseburger.
Double cheeseburger.
And the fries.
Yeah.
And it's the Coke simple. And
you notice how nothing slipped past Mahoney there? Like, if this
every detail.
If this thing doesn't work out for you, you should run a drive-thru, man. You got it.
I'd be,
you got
the skills. Be phenomenal. I've worked in a drive-thru one seconds. Time for charity, and I can't handle it. They are...
Check the screen, see if your order's right. Actually, don't waste your time. Of course it is. Pull around. All right, so we've got real freakouts that happen in fast food restaurants around the country. There are little hints in there as to which restaurant it is. I'm going to play the audio for you after I give you a little bit of a setup, and then I'm going to give you a multiple choice. And if you need to hear it again, I'll play it for you, okay?
You got it.
So this first one is a woman rushing behind the counter because she saw an employee eat. She's rushing behind the counter because she saw an employee eat. Let's have a listen.
She just ate these, licked her fingers, and put it on food. On our food that y'all are eating. We is that and this girl over here took and dug into a Cheeto bag, licked her fingers, and then grabbed the customer's food. Mm. We don't want that nasty. We don't know she been licking.
Whoa.
We don't know what
else. Whoa. I
escalated.
Yep. Right.
I mean, she's got a point.
Yeah, is that A, Burger King, B, an Arby's, or C, a White Castle?
Let me hear it one more time, please.
You bet.
She just ate these, licked her fingers, and put it on food. On our food that y'all are eating. We is that and this girl over here took and dug into a Cheeto bag, licked her fingers, and then grabbed the customer's food. We don't want that nasty. We don't know she been licking. We don't know what the hell she been doing. Nasty.
Oh, you're too good for that?
Yes.
All right. Burger King, Arby's, or White Castle?
I'm going to take a shot at dark hair and go with Burger King.
Yep.
My man.
Wow.
Nobody eats inside at a White Castle.
No. Nobody.
No. Always take out.
Yep.
Always.
Well done. Way to suss that one out. Here we go on to the next one. This is a man jumping behind the counter to make his own food.
I'm ordering the same every time I come in here. A two-piece and a big... Nobody never eat my next every time I come in this bitch. Sean, give them two, but let me call number these friends. Macy number two.
Okay, all right. So he jumped behind the counter to make his own food. Was that at A, your favorite McDonald's, B, Popeyes, or C, KFC?
I'm going to go with Popeyes.
For the win, you nailed it.
Wow. Also, he is an aficionado.
Who just orders a two-piece?
There is a two-piece?
A two-piece? You got to go at least three-piece, or I do a four-piece and an extra thigh.
What is that, like a leg
that
and
would
a
be
breast?
A five-piece.
Well, no, they don't have a five-piece, though. They most places have a four-piece top,
okay,
unless you
get
go bucket.
I get it.
It's the Redneck Report.
So I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. A Florida man has been arrested for the 66th time.
66?
Yep. Behind bars. And he finds himself in a very familiar place. He was arrested for the 66th time Wednesday afternoon after being on the run since last year.
Oh.
Deputies say that he failed to appear on drug charges, being a felon with a firearm, and for leading officers on a chase. His name is Kaiser Pontoon.
Mr. Pontoon,
are you in trouble again? You need to float on over here so I can take you in.
I mean, it's Omar Kaiser Sose.
But what's his name? Kaiser Pontoon.
Kaiser Pontoon. Kaiser Pontoon.
Mr. Pontoon. Man, he really should have gone to school longer. Dr. Pontoon.
Dr. Pontoon.
Is a repeat offender, long rap sheet, dozens of arrests, drugs, fleeing, fraud, aggravated assault, grand theft. He is only 28 years old, which is what really makes this amazing.
Like, if you've been arrested 66 times by the time you're 23, I'm sorry.
28. Yeah.
Well, threes and eights look similar.
Sure.
They do.
It's like a sort of fat snowman.
Since you were born, you would have had to be arrested like twice a year.
Yeah.
But you are just
since
like.
Since birth.
Yeah. I get people deserve second chances in certain cases, but do you really deserve a 65th chance?
I think that this 67th. Guy, 67th once he gets out on this one, right? Yeah, this guy still has a chance to turn it all around. I mean, he really actually could turn things around, go to medical school, and become Dr. Pontoon.
Yeah, you think so?
Pontoons are overrated.
I mean, you open up a pontoon shop. Yeah, I mean, like, who wouldn't want to go buy a pontoon from Dr. Pontoon?
Pontoons. That's so good. You don't think so?
So a woman in New York City was just getting started. I don't know why the police are harassing her so much. She was carjacking on a carjacking spree in Manhattan, stealing three cars.
Okay.
Flipped one over after crashing it into more than a dozen other vehicles before being taken into custody. Told police when they asked her what's going on, she said, I'm only 4 or 5 margaritas in and only did 2 bags of Coke.
Bags?
2 bags of Coke.
Only?
What
only
does
4
that
or 5
mean?
Margaritas and 2 bags of Coke. This young lady, only 25, Audean Marks, 25 of the Bronx, was charged with multiple counts of robbery, grand larceny, driving while intoxicated, operating a motor vehicle while impaired by drugs. All of this stemming from the carjackings which took place last week. Not immediately clear whether or not she has an attorney to comment on the charges. Thankfully, only minor injuries
were
reported.
How do you even get going fast enough in Manhattan?
To flip a vehicle?
Yeah, that's impressive.
About 7 p.m., she ordered a motorist out of a gray Mercedes-Benz sedan. She later crashed that vehicle, then stole an SUV. She's accused of abandoning the SUV after it flipped over and forcibly removing the occupants of a Toyota Camry.
Wow.
She then slammed into 15 vehicles as she drove through downtown.
Did she have a gun with her?
No, I don't think so.
Like, if you don't have a gun and you are trying to order me out of my car, I'm running your ass over.
Yeah. And especially if you're, like, casually, like, tipsy off of a pitcher of margarita.
You just rolled out of an Applebee's all coked up. I'm sorry, I'm not giving you my Mercedes. Not happening.
And when sexy time goes wrong, Yolette Wedgeworth, 52, was visiting the victim, who was her friend, at his apartment. They were kissing rather aggressively.
Okay.
The two were engaging in consensual kissing when Wedgeworth allegedly bit off the tip of the victim's tongue.
Oh, my God.
Owie.
It was just the tip.
Yolette.
You don't need it. You only need just the tip of it.
Bit my tongue.
Maybe her name was Yvette.
What's her name? Did you say Yolette? Yes, yes.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, man.
That's gross.
Yeah, she got thrown in jail for it, but it's a 1-inch piece of his tongue.
Oh, an my. Inch.
An inch.
Oh, my God.
That is more than just a tip.
That is way more Gene than Simmons. The tip.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So we all know that these fast food companies, they have these board meetings with people and chefs to decide the next great thing to put on their menu. So Mahoney, if you were hired to be one of these people to come up with the next best thing to put on these food menus, do you think you would do a great job at it?
Message deleted.
I mean, the hot thing has been combining like the cool ranch shells at Taco Bell. Didn't they even do a Cheetos one? Or am I imagining that?
No, I feel like they did. Doritos, Cheetos.
Fritos in burritos.
Fritos in burritos. But didn't, was it Burger King that did like Cheetos chicken?
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Fire hot Cheetos. Like, I think it was like fire hot Cheetos, but Jeez. The fingers, like the chicken fingers or the French fries, whatever, like the chicken finger French
right,
fries.
Yes, yes, those things, yeah. So it's just about combining things. I mean, what about like
go Taki Tacos?
Kool-Aid Calzones.
Oh God, that sounds horrible.
We all just went, oh,
I feel like this is something that we should like. You need an R&D department. Like, I feel like I could head up that R&D department where we just sat around and got really high and had a whole bunch of stuff around.
And you just started mixing it. Yeah. I mean, we did come up with the Blizz Dog, which was unceremoniously stolen from us who stole it? Sonic?
I thought it was Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen did actually steal that.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Expect to hear from our lawyers once we get a lawyer.
We had to sign away all our rights to the Blizz Dog.
We did.
I
think that there's a really big craze around like fire hot Cheetos and everything right now. And some things that don't deserve it. Like the good ones would be like mac and cheese, like the deep fried mac and cheese balls covered, dusted in fire hot Cheetos.
No, let's talk
That's
about,
good.
Don't do that.
What?
Let's talk. Let's talk
not
about,
everything deserves it.
Let's talk about how awful mac and cheese balls are. They sound delicious.
What?
In concept, in theory, yes.
In theory, they sound like they should be amazing. Like, no. Ooh, gooey. They're never gooey.
Yes, that, they are.
Ever.
That's a problem.
You're going to the wrong place.
I've been to plenty of places, and I've eaten mac and cheese balls.
Born and raised right down the road, does them right.
No.
No,
they
yes,
don't.
They don't. No, they
don't.
You're putting the wrong balls in your mouth.
You got to go with the juicy ones.
The mac and cheese balls are the biggest letdown. Same
no,
thing with
I'm
a...
I'm sorry. Other places have let you down.
They have a corn dog, like a vegetarian corn dog that's just filled with cheese instead of meat.
Uh-huh.
And that sounds like that should be like... Wouldn't you think that would be like amazing?
No, that's just a mozzarella stick.
Well, no, because you've got that's the pancake breading.
What about Funyuns fries?
No.
Funyun fries? What? So like it's like a french fry covered in Funyun?
Yeah.
No, you need onion rings that are covered in... That
Funyuns?
Are dipped in you
in
break
Funyun.
Up you break up the Funyun yeah, into
yeah.
make like
oh,
a
yeah.
panko,
ooh,
panko
crumb.
Crumb and
crust.
Okay. You dip
oh,
it in there a Funyun,
Mahoney on
a Funyun
something?
Onion ring. Boom. There you go.
That's
just
the
had
thing.
It. We didn't even have to get high.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Wait, you guys are on high too?
Dave, you mentioned your daughter's first birthday and having a petting zoo. So what do you picture their 16th birthday having?
Message deleted.
So yeah, my wife is going all out with these birthdays. My four-year-old just turned four, had a big mermaid party, you know, mm-hmm. had like an Ariel come over and read stalk. It's a lot. So what I'm trying to talk my wife into is like my daughter's first birthday, the youngest one, mm-hmm. she had like a petting zoo and all this stuff. So I'm trying to make, instead of it being like a mountain where you're going up it, I'm trying to make it where it's like a mountain. We're going down it. Okay, so we're going to start at the peak,
okay.
and we're just going to cruise on down and then send them off into the world.
Yeah, it's you can't start with first class, man. You already messed up because, like, if I've never flown first class, and I never will because I feel like the moment that I fly first class, I'll never be able to go back to coach.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna buy you a first class ticket just to ruin your life.
I won't take it.
I'm gonna do
it.
Yeah, you will.
I don't believe that. You've never flown first
class. First class. You know how expensive it is.
It's not really that much more expensive.
Yes, it's super expensive.
Sometimes they get. They're just like, hey, we can upgrade you for $25 or $50.
They say that to pretty women. They don't say that to fat guys.
They don't. I go through the electronic checkout. They don't know what I look like.
They got a profile on you. Trust me, they're
creeping.
Then
it would be free. That's rude.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, everybody. I hope your morning is going well. I have a theory that I'd like you guys to chip in or whatever. What if Nicolas Cage's film career is just a result of him stumbling onto movie sets, and he's just so fascinating that they scrapped the movie they originally had planned and just revolved a new movie around him? Let me know.
Message deleted.
I didn't get
that. Makes sense. Yeah. So, I mean,
can definitely see that.
He's not invited. He just stumbles onto a movie set and they're like, my God, there's Nicolas Cage.
Okay. Okay.
And then whatever the movie was, it just goes out the window. And then it's just a stream of consciousness of whatever is happening
Improv.
In Nicolas Cage's mind for the next 3 months of shooting.
I don't know if that's the case. I feel like Nick Cage continues to get work because there's very few actors who have actually won a Best Actor award, like a Best Actor Oscar, who will appear in really bad movies. I mean, when you look at like Jeremy Irons, Daniel Day-Lewis, Dustin Lewis, or Al Pacino, Tom Hanks. I mean, Al Pacino's kind of good, but still, but like I would say out of all the Best Actor winners, Nicolas Cage is probably coming in as the most cost effective.
Do you know what's funny is that they normally use that as the selling point for the movie, like Academy Award winning
even nominees.
Actor. Yeah, nominees, yeah. Even if it's not even the Academy Awards, like Golden Globe nominee, you know.
SAG.
They never say that with Nicolas Cage. They're like, we don't want to set the table that this is going to be a good movie. This is Ghost Rider 7.
Well, all right then. All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast. We find ourselves here on a Friday once again. All I want to eat is them barbecue. A week of hard work paying off right now. All I want is someone and I know you're probably driving to work right now, but just think when you get off. That caress of cool liquid that's going to hit your lips when 5 o'clock hits tonight.
It's coming.
It
before
is.
You know.
Or just start early. Just leave early. We ain't gonna tell nobody. We ain't gonna tell nobody.
So what are we having today there, my friend?
You got an appointment off-site. Got to meet with some people. Do you? Today's beer that we are drinking is the Firestone Walker Coconut Merlin Milk Stout from our friends over there at Firestone Walker. Mm. They are a one of my favorites. They make actually my absolute favorite beer of all time, the Napa Parabola, which is our highest rated beer ever on Beer for Breakfast. They out of Paso Robles, California.
What did you just say? Paso Robles?
Yeah. I'm not very good at pronouncing words. But great brewery. They make some really great collaborations, and this is one of their seasonal beers. The Firestone Walker Coconut Merlin Milk Stout has 5.5% alcohol by volume and 23 IBUs. Today being served from a single 12-ounce aluminum can with the traditional Firestone Walker Fighting Lion and Bear mascots. Love their graphics there. It was brewed just over 2 months ago and was priced at $9.99 for a six-pack.
Wow.
I recommend serving this out of a pint glass or serve it out of a mug, which Audrey is drinking out of. The five categories that we rate every single beer on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel. Feel and drinkability. So let's all start off with the look of the Firestone Walker Coconut.
Oops, took a drink.
Merlin,
I took a drink as
Milk
well.
Stout. Well, actually, we should probably just drink first.
Okay.
It's all cheers.
I like that.
Cheers. Yeah, had a good week.
Cheers to you,
cheers.
Ian.
Cheers to you, cheer, Ian.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Thanks.
Cheers to you,
this is
Ian.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You look so fancy in with your cute little glass.
This beer makes me nervous.
It's got a snifter in there.
A little sniffy.
This is dark, and I can smell it like from here. I have it down by my nipple, and I can smell it.
It's only 5.5% alcohol by volume. It's lighter, lighter than a Budweiser.
Why are you holding it on your nipple, by the way? It is a little strange.
He does have a snifter glass in there, but like the way he's holding it is very classy.
It's very bougie.
Right there.
I want to warm it up.
It's at the sniffle level.
Yeah, man.
Sniffle? Snipple?
I got a warm nip.
The look of the Coconut Merlin Milk Stout pours. A dark brown body that looks almost black when held to a direct light source shines an amber hue shines through. Mm-hmm. There's also a large amount of dense khaki head that held its retention for quite a while before receding back and leaving behind sticky brown lacing on the side of my glass. Tan, khaki, it's all the same.
Like
Dockers.
Khaki.
What?
Dockers.
I mean, that is the tell me that head on that beer was not the color of Dockers.
This beer looks like it's wearing Dockers. I love it.
And how dare you try to defame Dockers?
I'm not trying to defame Dockers. Dockers are the perennial khakis. Name another brand of khakis.
I don't know another. There shouldn't be another brand of khakis.
Khakis are like Sharpies to me. They just all are the same.
No, they are not. Because khakis and Dockers, two different things. Dockers, like stain resistant, spill resistant.
Oh, yeah. You could just dump a whole beer on those things.
Expandable waist.
There you go. Now you're talking.
When you're going to get your eat on, baby, I'm putting on my Dockers. You know what that means.
They always used to make us wear Dockers whenever we wore holy jeans or things that weren't like school appropriate. We would have to wear a Docker jumpsuit.
I wore Dockers every single day, I think my junior and senior year of high school, every day.
Ooh.
Literally every single day.
Yeah. You bad.
Well, let's move on to the next category, which is the smell. Let's all take a big old whiff of the Firestone Walker Coconut Merlin Milk Stout.
A very sweet smelling beer.
Mm-hmm. Ian, do you like the smell of this beer? You said it was pungent in your room.
I really do like it. Is it weird to say it smells milky?
No, it
smells
doesn't.
Like
it's,
milk.
It's a milk
it's
stout.
Creamy.
There's lactose in this beer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Are you filming him?
No, I just needed to get a picture of Ian holding that snifter.
I'm warming
that
up in my hand. The smell, very inviting. And I do get that hint of coconut in there, and the sweetness, very delicate, but I love it.
Definitely. But the thing that kind of threw me with a name like Coconut Merlin, I kind of expected a bigger coconut presence in the nose, but it is there, but it is very light. As it warms, you get those roasted malts, you get coffee, you get cocoa. Those become more pronounced. No alcohol in the nose of this beer. But it is, as Ian said, very inviting. So let's do our favorite thing again and take a drink of the Firestone Walker Coconut Merlin Milk Stout.
Pretty smooth. Pretty smooth.
You do like this. So, Dave, you're traditionally more of an IPA guy.
Yeah, so this is, it's good. I'm not a sweets guy. It's a little sweet for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, there is a sweetness there for sure.
Yeah, definitely a lot of sweetness.
Well, way more sweetness than compared to like an IBA, which is very much more so on the bitter scale of things.
Yeah. I like my beer like I like my women. Bitter.
Bitter?
Yeah. yeah, this is a...
You should have said cold and bitter.
Cold and bitter. Lukewarm and bitter is fine, too.
This is a warm... Do you like this one a little bit more like 50, 55 degrees?
Yeah.
Not super cold.
No, it's fine. it's good for what it is. Not the first beer that I would gravitate towards, but it is very good.
Audrey, you are more of a porter and stout fan. What are your thoughts on the Firestone Walker Coconut Merlin Stout?
I really like this. I'm going to say one thing, though. I thought it was going to have more coconut.
Yeah. Coconut's really hard. You have to put
a lot.
So much coconut for it to really break through, especially when you have a stout.
So aside from that, because I can't really taste any coconut, it's a good milk stout. It's a good it's a good stout. I'm enjoying it. It tastes really great. I just was expecting to have
more coconut.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I feel like this is a very balanced profile. It's not like there's not this giant coconut rush that hits you. You get roasted coffees. You get richer malts, a hint of dark chocolate in there, and a light smattering of coconut in the like the nose. The lactose is there, but it doesn't. I don't feel like it really blends into the flavor. It's more of a texture play for me with that lactose. Virtually no alcohol is present, and the finish reminds me of drinking a big glass of chocolate milk. So I guess that you do have that sweetness there for you, Dave. I don't feel like it's like when you say sweet, I kind of think sweet tart, or I think somewhat of those sour things, but there is that like kind of chocolate sweetness.
Yes.
It's a bittersweet.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I wish it, honestly, I mean, I get it's, what is it? 5.5%.
Super easy to drink.
I feel like this one, though, probably could benefit from having a little bit more of an alcohol flavor to it.
I'm actually kind of pleasantly surprised by how easy this is to drink, because there are some of those bourbon barrel stouts that like I love, like Parabola, but I can only drink one of these. I've already, you know, I'm basically on my third beer this morning this. So I think these go down very easy. The mouthfeel, just under medium bodied. So just, you know, it's not medium, but just under there. It's very smooth. It's very creamy. The drinkability, I think this is a really easy beer to drink. It's perfect for when it's cloudy or a little bit colder outside. It's rich, but not so rich that you would only want to have one. Firestone Walker almost never misses, and they certainly didn't miss again with the Coconut Merlin Milk Stout. My only complaint is that this is a seasonal release, so you have to get it while you can.
Okay. It's a good winter beer, though. It makes sense. It fits into the seasonal category. I don't want to drink this in the summer.
No. This feels like when you want to like warm up at like your local pub while you're hanging out.
I want
spring, watching fall,
some XFL
winter.
On TV.
If you're if you are out, so, and that's the other thing. Like, if you don't want big giant stouts, because the problem is if you drink a couple of them, you're going to get pretty schnockered.
Uh-huh.
With this 5.5 being basically the same as Budweiser, you know where you're going.
You're not
going
to kill yourself with this, right?
Yeah. Just a little bit more, a little richer than Guinness.
Yes.
Overall, a good beer. Can I get a drum roll, please, Dave? Oh, Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, I give the Firestone Walker Coconut Merlin Milk Stout a 4.05 out of 5.
Wow.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
There's something about knowing that I have to on the daily.
Ugh.
When I do it
every day.
I got those little sticks.
Maybe
but
a little, laughter was hilarious.
Are we playing bleep BS right now? Is that what's going on?
So what is that thing that gives me anxiety? It's having to do this on a daily basis.
It gives you anxiety?
Yeah.
Not anybody else?
No one else, just me. Trust me, it always happens. Me by myself in the bathroom every single time.
Shower, crying.
That goes down. No, it's never in the shower. Oh. It's never in the shower. I like to be in front of the mirror when I do it.
Okay. Oh, my Lord. You get a mirror next to your shower. Yeah. You're missing out.
702-791-1075. Third Eye Blind is coming to the area. They are going to be down at the Harrah's in Laughlin, and we've got you some free tickets if you are the first person with the correct answer. We were talking about the little things that give you anxiety earlier today. This is on my list. 702-791-1075. Again, Third Eye Blind coming to the area. Tickets are actually on sale for this show. And we actually, do we have two pairs of tickets to give away for this?
We do.
He gave you the thumbs up.
Okay, so we'll take somebody with the correct answer first, and then we'll also take another person with the correct answer of what the answer always should be.
Oh.
See where I'm going with this?
Okay. So you probably have to follow us on our socials in order to get that, is that what you're saying?
Maybe, or just be a real avid listener. Yep.
Okay.
X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Jason.
Jason, the correct answer is?
Flossing.
Flossing. Congratulations, Third Eye Blind, coming to the area. You are going to that show for free, again, at Harrah's in Laughlin, May 16th. Let's see if we can find ourselves somebody else who knows what the answer always is to any question that we ask here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. X1075, good morning. What is your name?
Tony.
Tony, what is the correct answer?
Flossing.
Flossing is correct, but if it wasn't flossing, what band would it be?
Say that again.
If it wasn't flossing, what answer should
answer?
You always give?
Always should be.
It's a band name.
It's a band.
Once told me the world is gonna something. I never knew that word.
Roll me.
Roll me.
Say that one more time. I got bad reception.
I ain't the Tony, sharpest tool in the shed.
Let's just end this. Let's just end the show. It's Friday.
Right. Smash Mouth.
Just give it to Tony. Let's call it a day.
All right. You win Smash Mouth tickets.
It's Smash Mouth.
You win Smash Mouth tickets that were expired 4 years ago.
No, you can get some Third Eye Blind tickets.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.